T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't realize with these new computers, even if you're not playing something in NewsBoss, it plays over the air. It's Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And, of course, right as we get back from the break, I have to burp. I apologize. It's Tuesday. Hope everyone's having a good start to their week here. It's another day, here it is. If you're just joining us, yesterday there was a judge, and the judge said that Kathy Hochul's mask mandate was unconstitutional, okay? She, in the state, they're appealing that. They're trying to get a stay. As of right now, no stay has been granted. The county executive, Mark Poloncarz, who I'm sure you know, has the power. And I'm sure he said in his press conference today that he has the power. But he's not power hungry, ladies and gentlemen. No. He said that the county's mask mandate is still in effect, okay? Well, today, since the state mandate is not in effect, a judge has said it's unconstitutional, and that would make the law void as of right now. We have had numerous issues at school districts with kids getting sent home for not wearing a mask. And again, I know David tackled this from the law perspective of the judge saying it was unconstitutional. But I'm also looking at this as, well, these masks don't work. So why are we wasting state and county resources for something that we know is not stopping spread? It's not flattening the curve. It's not doing that. And that's not Joe Beamer talking. That's not right-wing talk radio talking. That is the CDC. That is numerous doctors on CNN. So it's not, you know, a far-right conspiracy. No, it's the science. Cloth masks are not working. Paper masks are not working. And not very few people are walking around with N95 masks. So, rightfully so, people are a little confused, and my confusion is, what are the school district's main concern? Is it the students and their safety, or is it that they're scared of the state and the county? Because, again, if you want to give me a call, 803-0930, if you agree with the mask mandate, please call in. I would love to talk to you. I don't know what about the mask mandate you agree with, but I want to hear from you why you think this mandate should be in effect. Like I said, a month or so ago, I had people on the text board, Joe, I used to like you, but way too much talk about the mask mandates. How difficult is it to put a mask on? But if it's not doing anything, and if while you're sitting in your office maskless, kids and teachers have to spend their whole day in a mask, if it's not working, why keep the mandate going? Why fight for the mandate to still be there? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. I want to hear from you. 803-0930, star 930, John in Buffalo. Hey, John.
Hey, how are you, Joe? How are you?
I'm all right, John. What's your experience with this mask mandate?
So I've actually had quite an experience. I'll go this far. I'm a mental health worker in a school district. I'm a district employee. And, you know, to answer one thing that you just put out there where the guy said, you know, just put the mask on and, It doesn't make that big of a deal. Who cares, right? Well, the social, emotional degress of our children is on the decline, and that has happened since the start of COVID, and the masks are just another attributing factor to that. They can't express their emotions through facial expressions or, you know, raising, you know, smiling or you know, it's very hard to tell what kind of mood a student is in. You know, students aren't going to raise their hand and say, I'm sad, I'm angry, I'm happy. You know, they show it on their faces. It's just how it is being a teenager or a young adolescent. And sometimes we have to pick up on those social cues in order to help them. And with wearing masks, it makes it very difficult on teachers and social workers and counselors and administrators for us to do that. So that's one thing. I do not agree with the mandate. I agree you should have a choice. You know, it should be up to the parents to whether or not medical decisions. You know, and I think that this decision is a step in the right direction. I think what will happen is it'll get swept underneath the rug, and you know, somehow, some way, because they do attain all the power, you know, it'll wind up just same mandates, same rules. It's not really going to do anything. But I think it's a step in the right direction. It means we're fighting. The one thing I'll put out, and this is to your listeners, this is to you, to everybody. Let's try to keep, you know, I love these students, and especially the student that called in, super courageous middle school kid, gets on the radio and expresses the fact that he stood up for his beliefs and his family's beliefs and values and didn't go to school today without a mask on. I applaud him, and that's awesome. So great job there. When it comes to elementary school children, I'm talking about second graders, first graders. I think the buck stops there. You know, you send a kid to school without a mask on that's in first grade, and then the teacher who they trust or the principal who they trust is telling them, sorry, you got to put one on. You know, it's very confusing to a student, a little kid at that age, and they don't know who to trust at that point. And then they're going to have a lot of questions. You know, my opinion in that circumstance, if you have a child that age level, fight it out at the school board meetings. Go to, you know, advocate for yourself, you know, in letter form or in phone form, or keep your kid home. You know, that's okay too. But sending your kid to school without a mask, you know, and having him or her get all confused, you know, is probably not the best bet. I had a long conversation with a colleague who, you know, stands on the same side of things as I do. And you know, she definitely agreed, and she's a mental health worker as well. It's just too hard for the younger ones to understand really what's going on.
Yeah, John, I will agree with you. I think there is an age where, like you said, you know, go to the school board meetings, send a letter, make a stand. But yeah, at that age, it's confusing. It's too young. And I know of a situation today in a school district where that happened. And they're just too young to be using them to make a point. You can use your voice, like you said, in those other functions to echo that and to try to move forward. So, John, great call. One more thing. The mental health aspect of this, when we're talking about kids' faces being covered up, have you brought this up to people in higher places, and what's their reaction?
I'll be honest with you. I value my job very much. I've worked extremely hard to get where I'm at. We, unfortunately, we're not only in New York State, but also in the profession of a school district. You know, I'm not even using my real name right now. I'm not telling you what district I'm in, and that's for a reason. I don't want recourse. I would hope it wouldn't. I'm obviously backed by a union and all that other stuff, but I would hope it wouldn't get that far. I have made comments to administration, superintendents, you know, things like that, where it is very difficult for us to gauge where a student is at on the social emotional scale, just because of, you know, not being able to pick up on those social cues, like I mentioned before. But I've kept it very minimal. I don't want them to get a perception of me that I am a, you know, right wing maniac that is a, you know, wearing the tinfoil hat and all this other stuff. I don't need that. They already know that I'm unvaccinated and I get tested and all this other stuff. It's just I don't need any more. I don't know how to explain it. Maybe I sound like a I advocate the way I can within the boundaries of my profession. I don't, if that makes sense.
John, it makes complete sense. Definitely understand, and I appreciate the call. John in Buffalo, opening the line for you at 803-0930, *930. And John makes a good point. And again, this is a point someone made to me before the show today. You know, there is a certain age that, hey, the mask mandate, as we're talking about, it's ridiculous. It's not backed by science. But a certain age, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, you know, again, go to the school board meetings, make your voice be heard, make it known that this is absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, there is no reason for my child to have a mask on. But let's not confuse the elementary students. I liked that point. From John, 803-0930, *930. Let's go to Rebecca in Somerset. Rebecca, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Rebecca, I'm doing fine. How you had your daughter's experience in Heartland today?
Yeah, in the Royalton Heartland Elementary. And my daughter, most people wouldn't be willing to step out and get into crosshairs the way she does, but I'm glad that she does. I know she speaks for a lot of parents who might have feel timid about coming out and, you know, going up against the school. But she's been in touch with the school for quite a while about these things, expressing her concerns, showing documentation from well-known medical authorities and scientific authorities that these masks are not good for kids to be wearing. And it's just been totally ignored. And she sent, you know, a copy of the Supreme Court decision yesterday, but she had just previously sent a letter. She's been butting heads with the superintendent for quite a while. No answers from her emails for the longest time. And but, you know, he threatened her with a civil action for insubordination because she says, my kids are not going to wear masks from here on. They're not. It's unconstitutional and it's illegal and it's harmful. Well, she met the school bus this morning and spoke to the bus driver as well, who was quite hostile. She said, my kids are not wearing masks. And that didn't go too well, so the bus got held up for quite a while. And the bus driver called the state trooper, and she said, well, fine, go ahead. And he came, and he was more concerned about her getting in trouble, you know, for holding up the school bus. But he was basically on her side as far as the mask went. Her kids ended up staying home today. But at school, yeah, I guess there was about 80 parents there, for the same reasons, and it got rather excited, and they had the cops there. You know, there's a lot of parents that are just kind of afraid to speak up, and my daughter has said anybody who would like to get together and meet with her and a couple others that have been working on this, she's welcoming them to email her so that they can get together. If I can give her email address.
Sure. You know what, Rebecca? Why don't you give that to Pasquale off the air, and we will get it to those who are interested. I appreciate the call. Rebecca in Somerset.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we're talking about the mask mandate situation, how the court said one thing, that it's unconstitutional. Now the state is fighting it, and the county is making you remember that they have the power, again, for a mask mandate that is proven cloth masks don't do anything. And just to be clear, I'm not saying that any of our previous callers in their calls made any kind of threats, but when it sounds like it's going in a certain direction, guys, I do have to move on. So, that's how it goes. I think people can get, there's a lot of frustration in the air. Yes, I'm frustrated. You're frustrated. There's a lot of frustration. And it is ridiculous that as you and I are sitting here, most likely maskless, doing our job, going about our day, our children, our teachers are forced to wear masks that, again, don't work. And there is I found to be comedic 90 seconds from the Poland Cars press conference today that I will play for you after we get through some of these calls at 803-0930. By the way, someone said this, and I completely disagree with this. Joe, you are the reason for this situation. Your compliance has been the problem from the beginning. You and everyone like you. I don't remember my compliance. I think most people in the first 3 or 4 months were seeing where this thing was going, right? I think most people woke up pretty quickly. So I'm not sure what this texter says. If you want to blame me, some nobody on the radio, who has less than 1,500 followers on Twitter, I'm sorry, I don't respect that opinion. I don't get it. Sorry. Let's go to the phones and go to the great village of Williamsville and speak with Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing? By the way, 1,501. I'm gonna go to Twitter now and follow you.
Thank you, Chris. That's an honor. Thank you very much.
Hey, just a couple of things. John, that caller a couple of calls ago, the mental health counselor, I mean, it's just strikingly sad that he's afraid to make an argument to the administrators and to the, the ivory tower for fear of his livelihood. So that to me is just strikingly sad. And then isolating these kids that are, not wearing a mask. Because at the end of the day, I think it's the majority that realize that the masks aren't doing anything to stop or slow the spread, but the majority is afraid to come out because the minority has the pulpit and then can shame them and threaten their livelihood and all that stuff. But just a couple of quick questions. That's just my opening dialogue there. What do you know about other counties? It seems like our county executive is doing what he feels that he wants to do and not disobeying, but just neglecting the state. What are you hearing in other, Rochester County, Syracuse County? Are they all maskless now in school?
Well, unfortunately, Chris, that was my question for our good friends up in Niagara County. As we heard, the Heartland School District was still enforcing it. So, unfortunately, even though the court said that it's unconstitutional, I think these school districts are fearing the state. Because the state has fought it, and the Department of Education told school districts to keep the mask mandate in effect, even though, Chris, as we know, currently it's not a law. It's been deemed unconstitutional.
Right. And then secondly, I'm joining a little bit late. You've probably talked about it, but why is Erie County different? Why is his executive powers trump the state's powers, pun intended?
Well, here's the thing, Chris, because unlike other counties, for some reason, the great Mark Poloncarz decided that he needed the power, even when every other county, even when the state got rid of their emergency powers, he's kept them. And here's the kicker, Chris. The only way they can be taken away from him is if they are taken away by the assembly in Albany. So the Erie County Legislature has no power over the county executive. It has to be taken away at a state level, which is ridiculous. Senator Pat Gallivan has been trying to get a law introduced that would put that power in the legislature. But again, when you're talking about a super Democrat majority in Albany, right, if there's a D next to your name, you can pretty much do whatever you want.
So conversely, then, Albany gave Poloncarz the power?
Well, the power originally was given to him by the Erie County Legislature, and they attempted to pull it back, but that wasn't the main part of it, the stuff that says I can put this in law and that in law and use money and resources at my will without approval. That was given to most counties back in 2020 and then rescinded. He keeps applying to keep his, and again, since he's a Democrat, they just keep approving it.
Yeah, it's not about power, though.
Oh, of course not, Chris.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Chris in Williamsville. And that's the point I've been trying to make, is show me where this mask mandate does anything. You can't. Of course, there are people on the text board. You know, there's people on Twitter, part of the Pulling Cars Twitter army, that are, you know, saying this is dangerous. Oh, my gosh, kids going to school maskless. Well, show me where the masks have worked. Show me the research, the science that masks have worked. Because, again, the cloth masks that we're all wearing, they're not working. And if you don't believe me, if you don't believe me because it's right-wing propaganda, well, listen to CNN, the most respected name in news.
You know today that many of the face cloth coverings that people wear are not very effective in reducing any of the virus movement in or out. Either you're breathing out or you're breathing in. And in fact, if you're in the upper Midwest right now, anybody who's wearing their face cloth covering can tell you they can smell all the smoke that we're still getting. We need to talk about better masking. We need to talk about N95 respirators, which would do a lot for both people who are not yet vaccinated or not previously infected, protecting them, as well as keeping others who might become infected, having been vaccinated, from breathing out the virus.
So according to CNN, and that was not the cut I was looking for, but masks are not working. They're just facial decoration. And I'll have to find the one where they said that. That was the quote, that it's facial decoration. That's all these cloth masks are. And again, if you missed the first hour, I would highly recommend you go back to the first hour and listen to our interview with Marcus from Grand Island High School, who says, yeah, most of the students are wearing it under their nose. They're not even properly wearing the mask that doesn't work. I mean, we have gotten beyond absurd, right? We are to the point now. And as John said, as I think any teacher you talk to would say, this should be in the hands of the parents. But we're giving parents bad information, right? There are people out there still today, because they don't, because they watch MSNBC. There are people out there still today that think the cloth masks they're putting on their children are protecting their children, and talk about just, you want to talk about dangerous. And I talked about this last weekend for Tom. You want to talk about dangerous. You're telling people who might be immunocompromised, you're telling people who COVID could be very severe to, you're telling them that these cloth masks work, the White House, Kathy Hochul, Mark Pulling Cars. You're telling them these cloth masks, yeah, they still work. And they're walking into situations where there might be COVID and they might be immunocompromised. So you want to talk about dangerous language. Before you say that I'm dangerous or the stuff that David or Tom says, before you say that, why don't you look at the messaging coming out of the White House, the messaging coming out of Albany, the messaging coming out of the county, and tell me what's really dangerous. Telling a truth, pointing out absurdities, or telling people that a cloth mask is protecting them when it's not. Tell me what's really dangerous. 803-0930, star 930. Pat is in Buffalo. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Doing well, Pat. What do you got for us this afternoon?
Well, a couple things real quick. Hats off to Marcus, the senior in high school on Grand Island. That kid is an example of what real education, which isn't really put out anymore, that's real education. That kid is sharp. And I hope he goes a long, long way, because there he was standing up for his rights. Not just his beliefs, but his rights. And hats off to you, Marcus, if you're listening. Good job, buddy. Really good job. And just real quick, and I'll get out of the way. The mask mandate has always been unlawful. It's not a legal move. No government, no business, no one has the right to curtail your ability to breathe. And that's just how it is. The vax mandate's the same thing. But they seem to be winning a little bit, but they're still wrong. It's illegal. It's unlawful. The other part I wanted to make a point about earlier was enough with the lawsuits. Enough. They're not working. If they work, it's a small win. It doesn't go very far. It gets rescinded. It is rise up.
Pat, your phone cut out. Call us back, 803-0930. Pat in Buffalo. That was not me hanging up on him. His phone cut out. Pat in Buffalo, if you're going to figure out that your phone's disconnected in a few seconds, call us back, 803-0930. You had a shaky cell coverage there, 803-0930. Sorry, Pat in Buffalo. Get into a better phone signal and give us a call back. We'd like to hear the rest of that call. Let's go to Lindsay in Kenmore. Lindsay, good morning. Good afternoon.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Lindsay. You were not allowed in class today?
Oh, yeah. You know, if I feel like something is not right, you know, I always stand up for that because, you know, by the end of the day, it's like, why am I going to wear a muzzle over my face? It's not working. So, you know, I came into school today and I had my mask below my nose. Everybody does that. So I walk in and, you know, it's the casual, the nurse telling me, you know, put your mask above your nose, whatever. I ignored her. I walked to my class. Now I had my principal come up to me and he not only tried to put his hands on me, but tried to physically move me out of the classroom to tell me that I was not allowed to go to my class because I wasn't wearing my mask properly. So whatever, I walked down to a classroom. I was denied of a lunch until I put my mask on and went to go get my lunch for myself. And I was almost denied of transportation. And I got suspended for 5 days out of school for not wearing my mask, even though, you know, I don't understand why I have to wear something that's not even working. I mean, there's people who get COVID with a mask on.
Yeah, we're seeing some of the highest rates of COVID right now with a mask mandate. Lindsay, let me ask you. So you're currently suspended?
Yes, I am currently suspended as of today.
And here's the most ridiculous part. So you were at lunch and they would not serve you lunch that you are then going to take your mask off to eat until you put your mask on.
Yes, they would not give me a lunch until I had put my mask on to get in the line to grab my lunch, even though I'm going to go sit down to take my mask off anyways.
That is peak absurdity. So, Lindsay, let me ask you, how are you going to spend your 5 day suspended?
As of right now, I'm trying to collect up a bunch of people as much as I can and protest outside of my school because I'm just tired of seeing kids as well as myself get suspended. This is not the first time that I got suspended for not wearing a mask properly. I'm just sick and tired of seeing.
So wait a minute. Now you go to Kenmore?
No, I go to an alternative school, Edge Academy in Cheektowaga.
Okay, and you've now been suspended multiple times for the mere fact that you won't put the mask over your nose?
Yes, it started off with 1 day of in-school suspension, and then they turned it into 5 days out of school. And they said that, you know, if I don't come back and wear my mask properly, that they are going to put me on home instruction and won't allow me to come back to school.
Oh, my gosh. That is, I've used the word absurd a lot today. And that right now in the last 2 hours is peak absurdity. Lindsay, let me ask you. So you're going to be suspended 5 days, trying to get some students together to protest. Are they making you do, like, virtual classes, any kind of work throughout your suspension?
Oh, yeah, and that's the biggest part is they give me the work and, you know, they don't do any, like, Zoom classes or nothing to sit down and teach me anything. They just give me the work and expect me to teach myself.
Wow.
Pretty much.
Well, you know what, Lindsay, I probably shouldn't say this, but enjoy your suspension as much as you can.
Oh, I will.
All right, Lindsay and Kenmore, I appreciate the call. Opens up a line for you at 803-0930. You know, I never got out of school suspension. I got a lot of in-school suspension, and, you know, you have to go and get a piece of paper signed by your parents, and, you know, I'd have to go home, and I would always wait to, like, if the Sabres had a game, I'd wait till 10 o'clock at night to bring the piece of paper to my parents and say, I got in-school suspension for 3 days. What did you do? Well, what did I do? Read the paper. What do you mean, what did I do? Read the piece of paper. I'm not going to tell you. Read the paper and sign this. I got to bring it to go sit in a classroom with computers tomorrow. Which, I mean, I'm not going to lie. And this is probably not something I should. I know there's a lot of parents right now and they're listening with their kids. And I shouldn't say this on the radio. I had a lot of fun in school suspension. I would imagine out of school suspension would be a lot of fun. You know, play some Madden, have the house to yourself for a few hours. I can imagine that if I had fun in school suspension, I'm sure out of school suspension was a lot of fun. I also got detention a lot, and I would have to go in the early morning because I'd have lacrosse practice in the afternoon. So, you know, I'd have to get there at like 6:30, sit quiet for an hour, and then go do the morning announcements. Always fun. Always fun. But, you know, kids, to our youth out there, stay out of trouble. It is Beamer in for Bowerly on WBEN. So if you were listening yesterday when I went the extra hour, they put all these new computers in. You know, you don't realize how used to the bookmarks you are until you don't have the bookmarks. Because usually weather I pull up last second because I forget. And Oh, well. We're getting through. 803-0930. Star 930, Charles in Port Chester. Charles, good afternoon.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Just getting out of school after 8 hours of wearing an N95 mask. I'm shot, and so is every other teacher in my school. And, I agree to a point about the mask. If it's not an N95, I don't think it's working. And thankfully, most of our teachers are back. So I don't know how the kids are taking it, though. The kids are doing pretty well with the masks. But we're all just dying, and I don't know what to do about it. You know, I know the ruling on the island today, on Long Island, is going to be controversial because there's a bunch of teachers, that, including me, that are tired of wearing masks. But I just want to say it's tough, and thanks for all the people who support us teachers. And it's hard.
No, I can imagine, Charles. Let me ask, so you wear an N95 all day. How many times during the day do you get a break to just get some real air?
Yeah, well, between classes, I get 3 minutes, and then I got lunch duty, and I got a prep period, and not a lot of time. What I do is I switch. When I can't take the N95 anymore, I just switch to my normal cloth one. And I'm booster and everything. I don't feel terribly unsafe, but, I just feel like I feel bad for the kids. I mean, the teachers, we're all adults. We can handle a little bit of uncomfortableness, but the kids have been doing this for 30, it's going to be 3 years now that they're doing this. Third year in a row, 2020, 21, and now 22, and I feel bad for them, and God bless them. I don't know how they're doing it.
Yeah, Charles, I don't know either. Like I said, you know, for most of us, we get to go to work and rip our mask off. We're not in the situation that you and the students are in with, like you said, going on 3 years now with a mask on for a majority of your day. Most of us cannot relate to that.
Yeah, it's true. And I got a question for you, too, about I used to go to UB, and I know Buffalo very well. You know, I live down by the city now. What's it like as far as our schools being rebellious up there today? I heard about the one on Grand Island and the Falls. Are most schools going to be rebellious, you think, in Erie County?
Well, here's the thing. You've got students that have gone in without masks and been sent home, as we've been talking about. But here in Erie County, Charles, the problem is that, you know, the ruling yesterday didn't undo the mandate in Erie County. So the county executive is still enforcing the mandate in Erie. And throughout the state, you've got the Department of Education, as you know, saying to keep the mask mandates in place because they're hoping for a stay.
Yeah, I don't know how one ruling on Long Island can be effective in other parts of the state. I don't understand that, but that's why I'm a teacher, not a law person. So.
No. Well, Charles, I appreciate the call, man. And
thanks, man. I listen to you guys every day after school. It's wonderful to be in touch with Buffalo, with the area. Thanks, man.
Hey, thank you. That's Charles in Port Chester listening on the Odyssey app. And you can, too. Make sure you download the Odyssey app today. 803-0930, talking with you after this on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.